Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already March the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers are one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about the Utah precinct caucuses today. Yeah, you want to learn more and know where your precinct is? Precinctportal.org is where you go for that. We also talked about the Utah legislative session. HB 11 prohibits boys from participating in all female sports teams, but they're manipulating it. They're literally disarming folks, twisting arms, changing the bill slightly to decrease opposition. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to just realize, you know what? We don't need boys and girls sports. It's that simple. But yet they're destined. They're hell-bent on making sure that that's what we end up with. It's a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. We then talked about a Ron Paul column. It all comes back to NATO. Ron Paul believes just as strongly today as he did back in 2008 House floor speech, where he highlighted the reality check saying NATO should be disbanded, not expanded. Disbanded. Not expanded. We could not agree more. Russia and the Ukraine. Walter Block with an incredible article. Yes, Putin was wrong to invade Ukraine. War is a horror. War is the health of the state, ladies and gentlemen. Innocent lives will be shed no matter how careful we are. Obviously, we need to jettison the NATO. It's the U.S. and NATO that really gets involved here. We ought not. We fund both sides of wars. We tamper in the affairs of sovereign nations. It is a shame. We also talked about U.S. Representative Thomas Massie's statement on the Ukraine. He believes we ought to assassinate Putin. Some of these people are saying, it's not Thomas Massie that says that. Ben Sass says that. Thomas Massie would avoid wars like the plague, just like I would. About those 600,000 barrels of oil, Eric Peters writes an incredible article saying, hey, you know what? How would we behave if this was off our shores? Wow. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had on our guest, Dr. Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation is collegiate goal and lifelong goal and collegiate series, I should say. FreedomsRisingSun.com. Ammo Inc. in Scottsdale, Arizona is going to send 1 million rounds free of charge to the Ukraine. The Monroe Doctrine, ladies and gentlemen, is what I like to stick by. We talked about the history, the summary, and the significance thereof. They talked about our last shot at creating change with the People's Convoy. Yeah, how do you get your point across? Protest safely. The U.S. version of the U.S. Convoy is being ran by Freedom Fighter Nation. Lee Dundas leads the group. Lee Dundas, I consider a friend. And I think she's true blue, but I also believe that if you're not very careful, you'll get infiltrators. It's like I warned Ammon Bundy and everybody else. You know what? They're going to infiltrate you and manipulate the truth and try to take you down. We talked about So Long Offering Plate, Hello Online Cryptocurrency Giving to your church. You know, you add that all to this Monroe Doctrine and you say, ladies and gentlemen, the Monroe Doctrine said, hey, we won't interfere into the affairs of other nations and the other hemisphere. But in our hemisphere, we have a legitimate, appropriate need to defend our nation. And when people get close by changing the affairs of other nations near us, we're going to do something about it. There's a peaceful agenda to the Monroe Doctrine. There's also a drawing a line in the sand reality to the Monroe Doctrine. It leads with peace, but we're violating it at every turn is the shame. That's the tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real, in my opinion, problem. All right, well, we did a broadcast last week, and it was with a gentleman who was from the Ukraine. And his wife is from America. And his parents, one of them, his mother is from the Ukraine, and his father is from Russia. And he didn't really understand what the war's about. He's in America now. He lives here. He's become a citizen. He's a ballroom dancer. And he gave his perspective on the Russia-Ukraine reality, which is, hey, they're friends in the past, a healthy healthy rivalry, if you will. But now somehow it's run off the rails, and he doesn't understand how or why. I maintain that we ought to stay out of foreign affairs because we don't have the right to breach the sovereignty of other nations. But then we got an email from a listener in Bulgaria. And the listener is named Richard Brown. And Richard says, hey, you know what? I'd like to give you guys, if you don't mind, an alternate perspective on the Russia-Ukraine discussion. I think it's worthy of that discussion with Richard Brown. I think we really need to kind of think about what's going on. Anyway, he's a listener from Bulgaria. He might not sound the best. We're having trouble with connectivity, but we'll do the very best we can. Richard, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you very much, Sam. A pleasure to be here.
All right, let's learn a little bit about your background then. Tell us who you are. Have you lived in Bulgaria your whole life? Give us kind of an understanding about you.
I'm mixed race. My father was black from the Caribbean, and my mother was Scottish. My father went to Britain during the war to help in the war efforts, and he was a technician and mechanic working with bombers for the Allies and the English fight against against Hitler, essentially, and the Luftwaffe. I'm a martial artist. I'm a second dan belt in Yoshin Kempo and Kosher Ryu Kempo. I'm a musician, a songwriter, a writer of novels, and I've also studied biological warfare and the developments of biological warfare from 1,000 years ago when it first started, according to existent records. What else? Yes, I'm married. I have two children. My wife, as you said, is Ukrainian. Her mother is in the Lugansk People's Republic, which is part of the Donbass, a separatist country which left Ukraine after the color revolution of 2013, 2014. I have a guitar company and I play guitar.
All right. Very interesting. Now tell me again, your parents, your father, you say is black?
Yes. Yes. He was from Trinidad and Tobago and he went to support the war effort in England.
All right, and your mother was from Scotland, or Scottish. How did she then meet your father?
She was working there in a hostel where the servicemen stayed in Leeds in England.
I understand, okay. And then your history then. You obviously are self-employed, if you will, at least the equivalent thereof in America. You play guitar, you live in Bulgaria. How did you get to Bulgaria?
I have a guitar company, or we have a guitar company, and I was paying maybe $8,000 a year to rent a warehouse in Scotland for stock, because I sell guitars, design guitars, have guitars made, and I realized I could buy a big building over here in Bulgaria for the same price. I was paying $8,000 roughly per year. So I thought I'd move everything after the 2008 currency collapse, really, after the credit default swaps and the difficulties with the economy. It was much cheaper to move here, and also we have a better standard of living, and we have 300 days of sunshine. England's very, and Scotland is very lucky if it gets maybe 80 days of sunshine or 60 days of sunshine in a year. So I like the sun, and so I moved here.
So did you grow up in Scotland then, or England?
Yes. England at first. I went to school in England. And then my father, who was a chief pharmacist, moved to be chief pharmacist in Scotland to a hospital. And I completed my education there. And then I studied community and adult education and also training. And then I became a trainer of trainers.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Richard Brown on your radio from Scotland, England, and now Bulgaria. Richie McDonald Brown on your radio. We're going to get a lot of details about the reality with Russia and the Ukraine in
The spirit
seconds.
Of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Listener from Bulgaria, Richard Brown, with me, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have the best audio, but we're doing our best. But Richard, you had responded to me saying, hey, I want to give a detailed alternate view on Ukraine slash Russia. So let's start with that quickly, kind of let you respond to that. But then I want to move to this bio warfare subject. It's serious, and a lot of people have written about it. A lot is going on. Modern-day bio warfare has been going on since the 60s, at least publicly. Really, it's been going on since the 40s and 50s. The United States was in bed with Hitler and everybody else to create not only bioweapon capabilities, but the eugenics movement and a whole lot more. So we'll get into that and broaden the subject in a minute. But first, as you listen to the interview about the Ukraine and Russia. What comes to mind, sir?
I'll preface my say what I'm going to say with the statement that my enemy's enemy is my friend. That comes from Sanskrit literature written 400 years before Christ. From that position, I do not disagree that Putin is autocratic, tyrannical, deprives of people, the Russian people, of their votes, keeps people in abject poverty in many areas of Russia. The cities, the main cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg, other towns, other cities, have much higher standard of living. However, the people in the country, the people in the smallish towns, have very poor standard of living, which isn't improving. So, having said that, I see very, very many provocations on both sides. My wife is hearing from several towns around Kiev and elsewhere, which are now without water. Most have power, some have TV, most have phone and messaging and some communications. But there are some stories of people refusing food aid from Russia. They say they don't want it. Putin is a tyrant and he's invading our country. But contrarily, some who are accepting the help. However, people in going into aid corridors, including mainly women and children, because men of fighting age have been excluded by the occupiers of the town, or people, or military resident in the town from leaving, and these aid corridors are being bombed and strafed and machine gunned and grenaded. So it's difficult to see from a sensible perspective which side the harm and the deaths and the terrible behavior is coming from. I will say that my son-in-law is in Dnipropetrovsk. He can't get out. My mother-in-law, as I said, is in the east of Ukraine, and she's fine. She hears bombing in the distance, but that's been the same since 2013-14, when the color revolution was brought to a head, and America under the CIA really ruled Kiev under the Obama administration, and lately, of course, under the Biden administration, which, in my opinion, is using Ukraine with four of the largest energy providers, sons of prominent politicians on the board. Many of us have heard of Schiff's son, Pelosi's son, Biden's son, and others, and they've used it as a clearing house and a laundromat for money, in my opinion. Well, demonstrably that, and provably that. Also, when Viktor Shokin, the chief prosecutor of Ukraine, said that he was looking into the Biden's ties and specifically Hunter Biden's ties with corruption, with pay to play, with laundering money, with being paid vast sums of money from the IMF, the American taxpayer, the British taxpayer, and so on, NATO taxpayers. It has seemed to me, and then Biden said on film, if you don't fire this prosecutor who's looking into misdeeds, in inverted commas, of our family, you won't get the $1 billion. He said it, and he used more colorful language than that. So it's been a corrupt, mafia-run system since, as you said, before the color revolution, when the CIA was in Ukraine, when Soros decided to fund secret ops and false flags against Russia, and decided to undermine the Russian state. From there, I think to many people that this regime that America has in power, and specifically the major players, have only used people like Igor Kolomoisky, who in my opinion put into power the present president of Ukraine. He was stated by a British judge as somebody who does business at the end of a baseball bat or a machine gun. So we're talking about very, very powerful people. He also ran a Privat Bank, which took money from the IMF and immediately put it offshore into safe havens in Nassau, in the City of London, and Switzerland, where he lives now. And this was all hidden. But this was an orchestrated act to overthrow any reasonable function of the state. Ukraine is a very, very rich country. Most people think that it's just a decaying mess, but it has huge wheats, huge metallurgy factories, huge coal reserves, huge precious metals, and huge gas field, the Yuzhivska field, which runs right under Donbass, right into Ukraine. And, of course, Adam Schiff's son, Pelosi's son, Biden's son, John Kerry's son, are and were all on the boards of these major, major oil companies and gas companies. They took money from Russia in terms of transit fees for transiting gas across Ukraine to Europe. And this is proven.
So let me take a stab at this, Richard, because we're going to come up on a break really quick, and then we'll broaden the discussion on the other side of the break. Richie McDonald Brown with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's a listener from Bulgaria, and the first guest we had on from the Ukraine wasn't really positive about the details of why so much warring and battling has been going on. Richie's basically saying, look, folks, this isn't new. There's a 1,000-year-plus history here. It is researchable. It is documentable. And you know what? The bad guys are easy to point out. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine has entered day 13. President Zelensky was on ABC News describing Ukrainian courage and resolve.
I'm sure that Ukrainians are prepared to stand against Russia for their entire lives. Even the cities that were occupied by a Russian military, they have seen the response and feedback from ordinary people. These ordinary people didn't have machine guns. This courage is something that is unprecedented, and Russian soldiers don't even have that courage.
Some 60,000 Sydney, Australia residents were under evacuation orders as heavy rains and flash flooding swamped much of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. The severe weather has lashed Australia's east coast since late last month and is blamed for at least 20 deaths. Daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out?
Come on. He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The United States continues to buy Russian oil as President Putin continues his aggression against his neighbor.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil in the United States, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is challenging the global food supply. Ukraine is a major exporter of corn and wheat. The two account for about 12% of the calories the world trades. USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Richie McDonald Brown from Bulgaria on your radio. So we do know why the war. The war has been going on literally forever in these regions. Why? Because there's misunderstandings. There's vying for power. And really, bio warfare. And manipulated warfare has been at the center of it. And primarily, the United States in bed with NATO is really the cause of modern-day bio-warfare since really World War II range and going on getting worse from there. The United States is the provocateur. The United States is primarily the funder. And the United States literally drafting other nations by force into their cause has really created havoc and global tyranny around the world, and has done so for decades. We're in over 130 nations militarily speaking, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the biowarfare geopolitical narrative is not new, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Records from Operation Paperclip kind of give us a real insight into this, Richie.
Yes, certainly. Also, I would point out that biowarfare is nothing new. Records go back 1,000 years to the first use of biowarfare. People have said to me, well, how can they do that? They didn't have labs. They didn't have hazmat suits, hazmat 4 containment suits. They didn't have hooded cabinets where they mixed up the worst viral diseases from that they could find in the world. It was very simple. When people wanted to overtake a city or a town, they put decaying corpses on giant slings, trebuchets, and fired them over the walls so that everybody would become contaminated with leprosy, with diphtheria, with typhoid, with so on and so on. And that gave rise eventually to the plague, the Black Death, which eliminated a third of Europe. So it's nothing new, nothing new at all. Also, black witches, by that I do not mean skin color, I mean black hat witches, probably, would sow the water courses with hallucinogens, dehydrating potions, so that the victims downstream who used the water courses for their ablutions and drinking and cooking would have violent, violent reactions, horrific reactions, accompanied by severe diarrhea, and then the other side effects from these natural, in those days, poisons. So it's nothing new. As long as people have been on this earth, they have been doing this. I think we certainly have to stop it. Also, I would say today is Women's Day. The women are the future of our race, of our whole civilization. It's nothing without women. And women need to be supported in this great time, this terrible time, but also a great time, because we're going into a new world. They're under terrible stress. Their children are under terrible stress with the mandates, with being compelled to restrict oxygen to the kids' brains for 8 hours a day. This is severe bodily harm over months, weeks, days even. And it destroys critical thinking, and it destroys brain cells. These are children of the people that we must look after, because they are our future. And we must protect them with the last breath that we have, in my opinion, because only any good that can come out of all of this must be our children. They cannot be oppressed. They cannot be locked down for years. They cannot be told that they must restrict their oxygen. These are crimes against humanity, never mind the harm that the kill shots have done.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, Richie has studied and been writing about biowarfare since the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. The thousand-year reality, the plus history of this threatening evil, it's been an extremely lethal strategy. Believe it or not, you know what? This bioweapon stuff has been going on for a long time. It's not new. Understand that records from Operation Paperclip show that the U.S. biowarfare strategists have been literally protecting, sheltering biowarfare experts imported from the Third Reich, from Japan, who would eventually be deployed in and involved in Fort Detrick, Maryland's, the facility which eventually became U.S. AMRIID. It's a big, long acronym, but basically the United States laboratory to develop all this high-tech capability. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been happening before even the high-tech stuff of the 60s. I highlight that from World War II forward, it's been pretty high-tech stuff. There's no doubt about it. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, Reuters, believe it or not, back in the early days, that chlorine mustard gas was used by the British in the First World War in Belgium. Well, it turned out to be a lie, but this was going on since like World War One. This lie spread by Reuters literally is the false narrative that eventually encouraged the Germans to use it against all of our troops. So this is nothing new. This has been going on forever, and there's all kinds of ways to make it happen. As Richie mentioned about the dead bodies being thrown over the wall to create infections and things like this, and sickness and illness, and you know, you got to deal with the dead bodies somehow. Well, if you get close and can't protect yourself, then it spreads. And so there's all kinds of ways to do this. Modern technology makes it easier, makes it more lethal, makes it harder to track and trace. But this has been going on forever, ladies and gentlemen. So understand the Bulgarian/Russian war. You know, it's hard to know who's who, when, where, what. The fact
Ukrainian-Russian.
But the hard part is, you know, the United States has been involved in it where their fingerprints have been all over it for so long, so consistently, that they've been really pitched as the big hegemonist boogeyman on this thing. And it's not about to stop. We participated in World War II with Hitler, with eugenics and everything else. And then we brought these people underground to continue on. Operation Paperclip and others document this reality check, ladies and gentlemen. So understand, let's now take this into modern discussion a little bit. This isn't just a Russian-Ukrainian issue. This is a global issue where they're waging war on all innocent people. And primarily, if you're Christian, they're going after you. All right, the very recent publication by Pfizer, it's 9 pages long, it documents the medical damage being done by the kill shots, including death entailed in the shots. It's a variable encyclopedia of the harm being done. It's extremely relevant today. Okay? So no matter where you look in this thing, the mass mandate, the compulsory vaccine front, hey, Biden gave, what, $1 billion to U.S. News Networks to deal with this thing, Richard?
Yep. Yep. It's for under the Freedom of Information Act. This was discovered only this week, less than 7 days ago.
This is beyond imagination. So let me make this very clear again. The United States government literally funded the media. We wondered why the media was in such lockstep for this. Well, now we find out the United States government literally funded big money to make sure all the mainstream media networks carried the ball to be pro-vaccine and to mock anybody against it. I mean, that's literally documented now, right?
Yes, yes, totally. I think it's relevant here that we say, why are these people doing this to us? Why? People generally can't conceive such evil. They question it or dismiss it. It's all conspiracy theory. But why are these people doing this to us? It's for the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, I think it, most people know, said...
Hang tight, Richie. Back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
All right, Richard McDonald, my guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about biowarfare. It's been going on globally for a long, long, long time. It's not new at all. And Operation Paperclip really shows how evil the United States government can be, no doubt about it. And really, it's been going on for a long, long time. The very recent publication by Pfizer of 9 pages worth of medical damage, including death and all kinds of destructions detailed in the shots, really is a encyclopedia of abuse, of hostility, of death and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration literally funneled a whopping $1 billion to the mainstream media news network to promote vaccine propaganda to millions of Americans, new documents reveal. It's shocking. ABC, CBS, NBC, and don't forget about the cable TV news networks that got in on the game as well. Ladies and gentlemen, look, their crimes are legion, but we are very many. And you know what? We also have the Nuremberg Code on our side to eventually bring these sociopaths to justice, ladies and gentlemen. Look, all the Nuremberg Code articles have been breached. And you know what? They've been promoting this plandemic, and their fingerprints are all over it. We can do something about it. We can really stop it. So that's kind of the takeaway from this is, you know what? The Russian-Ukraine battle is serious. It's hard to know who's who and what, but we know the United States has been absolutely manipulating this reality, along with being in 130-plus nations militarily. We are out of control. We are out of control. And if I say it, then they say, oh, how dare I say such a thing? You know what? I tell the truth. And the war or the horrors of war are significant. Let's be very clear about that, ladies and gentlemen. Before we end, I want you to give an update from the Russian invasion front, if you will, Richard. Your wife pays attention to this and is able to hear some unique media coverage, right?
It's very colored by the Western narrative. For example, 7 days ago, when the war started overnight, I knew where the biolabs were in Ukraine. I was aware that a lady member of parliament in Verkhovna Rada, the Ukrainian parliament, had questioned, why are these U.S. biolabs who don't employ any Ukrainian people, only U.S. staff and others. Why are they on our soil? We don't want them. It's a threat to us. And then, as soon as I saw the map of where the bombings had taken place, they coincided exactly with the overlays of where the biolabs were. Since then, if you mention biolabs on any of the social media in the West, you're immediately deplatformed, immediately taken down, immediately taken off Twitter, etc. And this narrative has been strangled to death. I think it's important also that we know why these people, I use the word loosely, are doing all of this to the whole world. I would say that they all suffer. Klaus Schwab, who said famously, "You will own nothing and you will be happy." What does this mean? You know, can't I have a tractor? Can't I have a barn? Can't I have chickens or a horse? And can't I have a guitar and a, you know, stereo? No, you will own nothing and you will be happy. For me, this is words of a lunatic, but and people just dismiss it, probably. Some pay attention, but the others say, oh, he's just talking through his hat. It's nothing to do with us. What can we do? But these people, they're all dark triad personalities. They suffer from all of the dark triad psychological illnesses, narcissism, Machiavellianism, sociopathy. Narcissism is incorrect love of the self. Machiavellianism is manipulative behavior designed to belittle people so that you can stand above them and control them. Sociopathy, most of us know what that is. It's being bereft of love, being bereft of any respect for people's rights or the very existence of people. They call us the useless eaters, and so deny all the art, all the writings, all the creativity that's come out of normal people. And also, they invert Christianity. Christ said, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. This is why the children are victims. This is why the children are mandated for injections. Christ also said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So the deep state, the neocons, the shadow government, whatever you want to call them, they invert this, and because they suffer from these dark triad personalities, narcissism, Machiavellianism, manipulation, sociopathy, all together. And they are also demonstrably worship Satan. People can't handle that. But this is what these people believe. And this is how we have to fight this. I saw Thomas Rentz, the notable U.S. attorney who's whistleblown especially the damage done to the U.S. military, on the Mel Kay show, and he said, we need tribunals, and these people brought to justice. Then he said, I hope that I see it in my lifetime. For me, that's far, far, far too far away. Another 30, 40 years. I don't know how old Thomas Rentz is, but we need to use the RICO Act, in my opinion, Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, passed in 1970, using illegal income to acquire, establish, or operate an enterprise. isn't mandating experimental vaccines an illegal act under Nuremberg?
Well, it's an illegal act, and it's also a war crime, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear.
Yes.
And the sanctioning that is being taken place against Russia, manipulating bank transactions and everything else, is flat-out war crimes as well. The bottom line, presidents of the United States, vice presidents of the United States, and their children have been used to literally enrich themselves at the expense of international war crimes, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be in Ukraine and Russia, the latest conflict there, whether we're talking about 130 nations plus militarily speaking we're involved in, whether it be Operation Paperclip, whether it be Vietnam. I mean, the literally violations of the United States supreme law of our land, the Constitution, are legion. But ladies and gentlemen, their crimes are legion. But we are very many around the world. And we also have the Nuremberg Code on our side to eventually bring these sociopaths to justice. That's really the bottom line of what we want to say, is we may feel like they have the upper hand, but the truth is on our side, God is on our side, and eventually we will expose and these people will be accountable. Richie, that's really the bottom line in this, is that this war thing is way bigger than we think. This biowarfare geopolitical narrative, it's not new. It's been going on forever. And yes, Russia, Ukraine is the latest skirmish in this. But the fact is, their crimes are legion. And every effort is to move the needle towards tyranny. Every effort is to attack the Christians worldwide. Every effort is good versus evil. And you know what? That narrative is extracted from this reality. Is that a good summary?
Excellent, in my opinion. Excellent.
All right, have we left out anything vital? We've only got about a minute or so left, but I want to see if we left out anything else vital people ought to know.
I would say happy Women's Day. I would say that from what I see of President Trump's executive orders, this is in hand. This has been thought through for a long time, and they're not going to win. But in the transition to our new world, there will be much suffering. There may be much starvation. And also, in this terrible time, we have to care for the people who've fallen, for the people who've been terribly harmed by these 9 pages of medical, severe medical problems. It's only the tip of the iceberg. The judge in Texas ordered them to release one per month, one tranche of 9 pages per month. So who knows how many more are going to come? Who knows how many more assaults on us and our loved ones are going to be committed or going to be revealed? It's a horror show, but I would say that the executive orders took this into account. And for me, the bioweapons being raised off the face of the earth in Ukraine is great. It's only great. Yes, Putin may be an autocrat. He may deprive people of the vote. Also, I think you can point to the U.S. as being deprived of the vote. So there's not much difference here. But really, I feel somehow in all of this terror, in all of this mental anguish and everybody suffering from this stress, that there's a good time coming. Executive orders were not put there for nothing.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Richie, we're flat out of time. Thank you so much for your time. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you also, Sam. Cheers. Take care.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. God save the Republic of the United States of America.